Hello, and welcome to the conversation at airsafe.com, the official podcast of the airsafe.com Foundation. I'm your host, Dr. Todd Curtis, the director of the foundation and the creator of airsafe.com, your reliable source of airline safety and security information since 1996. In today's conversation, I'd like to talk about NASA's refusal to disclose an air safety survey that they've been conducting for several years. According to a report by the Associated Press on the 22nd of October 2007, NASA is anxious to avoid upsetting air travelers, and as a result, they're not going to release, or at least they're not planning to release, the results of a survey of 24,000 pilots that was taken over the last several years. The data is from interviews that began in 2005 and that were completed in 2006. Apparently, last week, NASA ordered the contractor to purge all of the data from the system. What follows is the interview with BBC's World Service Program. Prior to my interview was one with Representative Brad Miller of North Carolina.
And a number of American politicians are alarmed at NASA's refusal to make the findings of its survey public, among them Congressman Brad Miller. He's chairman of the Congressional Science and Technology Investigations and Oversight Committee.
It sounds like NASA doesn't know what their job is. It's not their job to make the public feel confident in aviation safety. It's their job to make sure that aviation is safe. And it's certainly not part of their mission to keep information from us that might worry us. Give us the information and let us decide whether to worry or not.
So, in your opinion, NASA have no excuse for not releasing the findings of this survey?
It's certainly not anything recognized by law as a reason not to provide information publicly under our Freedom of Information Act. No, they have no reason. There's no basis for them withholding the information.
The Associated Press has been able to gather some of the conclusions from sources. What do you make of those, that it is perhaps more dangerous to fly than government agencies have been letting Americans know?
I think we need to look at the information, and if it tells us that aviation is not as safe as we think it is, then we need to figure out whether we can change it, what we can do to make aviation safer. But the information that they apparently that came out of that survey apparently shows that near misses, both in midair and on runways, are twice as frequent as what we had earlier understood.
Why do you think there is that disparity between what NASA has been able to find out and what has previously been thought of as safety levels in aviation?
I don't know. I think that's one reason to get the information from that NASA, to look at their analysis, what their survey showed, and compare it to what the FAA had compiled. But the idea of the NASA survey in the first place was to get to look at aviation safety through the eyes who are actually people who are actually part of the system, starting with pilots. And they did 24,000 interviews over 3 years, spending $8.5 million to do it. And then after compiling all that, decided not to compile it and analyze it. That makes very little sense.
Congressman, though, as an American politician, do you have any means of getting that information out into the public domain?
Yes. We can require NASA to provide it to us. They have refused to provide it to the press. The press can issue subpoenas. Congress can.
And are you intending to do that?
Well, we're asking them politely to start with. We're going to ask nicely, and if they don't provide the information to us, then we'll see where we go from there.
And that could involve Congress serving a subpoena, could it, on the space agency?
It could. It certainly could, yes.
U.S. Congressman Brad Miller, we requested an interview with NASA, but no one was available. With me now, Todd Curtis, founder of airsafe.com, an air safety website, and a former aviation analyst with Boeing. He's on the line from Seattle, and it could just be that we one day will know what these NASA findings are. But if indeed they do suggest that flying is perhaps rather more hazardous than we're led to believe, would that surprise you?
It wouldn't surprise me, because the systems that are in place now, especially the publicly accessible databases of the FAA and the NTSB, by their design, don't really include all the events that are out there. And these interviews that they've done will unearth some of the things that are not required to be reported now.
Well, what isn't required to be reported now? I mean, I'd have thought, for instance, bird strikes, near mid-air collisions, runway incursions, that should already be out there.
Well, yes and No. Let me speak to bird strikes specifically. There are only a very narrow range of bird strikes that are required to be reported. And in fact, in 1999, the NTSB made a recommendation to the FAA to make this reporting mandatory for all strikes. The FAA declined, saying that the procedures that were in place were good enough. Now, I also hasten to add that the FAA's own research from 2 years ago indicated that roughly 1 in 5 bird strikes had actually happened reported. So the actual numbers that are already in the public domain are actually worse than the purported numbers from this NASA report.
So the methodology perhaps has become more exacting over the years, but overall, air travel, safer or more dangerous than, say, it was a decade ago?
Well, in the areas of the world where that have the highest standards, North America, Western Europe, Australia, Japan, the level of safety, the amount of fatal events involving passengers has never been lower. And just, for example, since 9/11, there have been only 2 events in 6 years in the United States where passengers were killed in a jet airliner event. And there's no 6-year period anywhere in the history of jet aviation in America where you can make that claim.
So that makes you wonder even more why NASA is so reluctant to release the findings of its survey.
Well, it's mysterious because now more than ever, because in part of the Internet and worldwide communication networks, not just major media like yourself, but private websites, etc., when something happens, it's out there. And when something is hidden, that's actually worse because, as we see from today, the amount of attention drawn to this report is far greater than if they just released it.
Timothy Curtis, many thanks. That was Todd Curtis, founder of airsafe.com.
This is not a story that developed overnight or just last week. Apparently, the Associated Press has been trying for over a year using the Freedom of Information Act to get access to this report or to the data. So far, NASA has refused. As a congressman stated in the interview, they're asking politely now, and if NASA does not comply, they can use the power of subpoena to get the data on the record and in front of the public. In my opinion, NASA's actions backfired. By not publishing the data and the results, NASA has absolutely guaranteed that there will be high public interest in what it has to say. Let's hope that the public gets a chance to see it sooner rather than later. Before we end this conversation, I'd like to remind all my listeners that this podcast is sponsored by the AirSafe.com Foundation. This nonprofit organization is responsible for this podcast and for a variety of other efforts to further the public's understanding of aviation safety and aviation security. For information about the foundation or to make a tax-deductible donation, please visit the foundation at airsafe.org. For more information about airline safety, you can find us at airsafe.com. That's AIRSAFE.com. Or type the words airline safety into your favorite search engine. We're probably on the first page of results. Feel free to write to us at our email address, theconversation@airsafe.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.